Now through September 13th, the Philadelphia Museum of Art is the only U.S. venue for an exhibition of some 90 Impressionist works that passed through the hands of a man obsessed with their potential. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston has more.
A Frenchman who set his youthful sights on becoming a missionary or a military man instead took on the mission of fostering Impressionist art and artists. In doing so, art dealer Paul Durand-Ruel ended up following in his father's footsteps, but not in lockstep. Early on, he defied convention by admiring and promoting what was then the novel school of painting out of doors. So by 1871, when Durand-Ruel was introduced to an artist whose outdoor scenes were even less defined, more of an impression of what was being seen or felt, he fell in love with the artist's work.
And that artist is Monet.
Flavie Durand-Ruel is the great-great-granddaughter of the Parisian dealer who promptly purchased all Claude Monet's paintings, paying him a monthly stipend to create even more. He used the same innovative approach with Pissarro, Degas, Renoir, and others, even though sales were slim.
There was a caricature depicting a policeman prohibiting a pregnant lady to go in an Impressionist exhibition. It would have been too dangerous for her health.
For the next 15 years, Durand-Ruel tried to sell the paintings throughout Europe. A break came with his first effort in the United States, in New York City.
He says America saved me. When he comes here in 1886, he's almost close to bankruptcy. And the only reason he's able to organize this exhibition is that the American Art Association pays for everything.
After that, Europeans took another look. The Impressionists caught on. And later, one well-known local, Dr. Albert Barnes, even became a client.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.